I'd love to know what good it does to preach the gospel to somebody when you're not going to live the gospel, and if you're not going to expect them to live the gospel. The Bible said, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall inherit the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. Not he that heareth the gospel, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. I work here that's been called the Eternal Abundant Life Work, whereas Brother Roberts was Oral Roberts Abundant Life. That's a temporal life of Oral Roberts. Now this is Jesus Christ's abundant life filled up and overflowing eternally, and it's the Lord's. And to show you that God means for it to be just that, at the very time that those pens came back that had the revelation of Jesus Christ on it, subconsciously, not realizing, I took that pen and covered up the neckness of those men and marked out the O-R-U, not thinking about what I was doing. And God said, the old is gone, and that put it out with the revelation of Jesus Christ, and the veil's over, and God's going to do something new. Now, the Lord is moving by His Spirit, and something great and wonderful has taken place. The Lord told me that He'd fall away. I predicted that He would do it, and He did it. And He did it in His old age. It states here that He's 54 years old. He did it in His old age, and He did it. The voice told me that it happened. I looked, and it was basketball. It said it would be basketball. And so that's exactly what it is. Now, I believe that the old is gone. I believe that. Everything has withered up. Now, I want you to hear something just to me. I know I'm talking to you tonight, but Jesus sat down and just talked with him. I want to talk with you tonight. Now, if you'll notice something here, Saul was out in the field, not numbered with God, but the anointing of the Lord fell on him, picked him up. Is that right? It picked him up. The anointing of God came on him, and God used him for a season. That's been the denominational move that's been out in the world. It come from Jesus' name over to the dark age of Catholicism. The life went through the stalk and the shuck and came out back over here of Jesus' name. Is that right? In the last age, it came from Brother Branham as a Jesus' name move. Went into that denominational move into Brother Roberts and the different ones. And then as it moved out of the stalk, it came back a Jesus' name or revelation. Is that right? Because that's the way it started. Now then, that has gone to seed. Old Roberts was picked up on a basketball field, spitting up his lungs, a stuttering, stammering, bleeding TB patient. Is that right? God anointed him, done a great work by him. When the anointing lifted, the old nature that was still there took him right back to the basketball field where God found him. Whatever a seed is, that's what it's going back to in the harvest. Is that right? A. Allen was a drunkard. He sold drink. He was a dancer and run a house of prostitution and a dance hall. Is that right? And during the ministry, it tended toward the same thing. And when they found him, the anointing picked him up, done a work, lifted from him. The nature of which he was, he went right back to him. They found him drunk at the end of his ministry. Is that right? Everything is going back to its seed. This anointing of grace has fallen on the world. It's not only fell on the ministers, but it's fell on the world. Jesus in his parable said, throw out the net and gather everything together. The bad, the good, the creeping, the crawling, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, all of them. The drunkards, the harlots, the liars, the cheat, the lawyers, the robbers, every one of them. Just bring them on in. Is that right? But he said when they got it to the shore, he said they sat down and they throwed everything back that they didn't want. Is that right? The first move was the net of grace that gathered everything in. But the next move is when the Lord does away with the days of grace, and with that throw everything back that was not fit for the Master's use. And that's when the stars will fall from heaven. I don't have time to minister to you tonight, but that's when the stars fall from heaven, the man-child is caught up, Satan goes out, which is that denominational veil, and when he does, the anointing is lifted off of those wandering stars and the lying signs and wonders that appeared to be what they were not, has led the multitudes into a trap. All that will be done away with. The stars fall from heaven, Satan cast out, and those people that's been in the religious world that's been bright stars, as I said, going into darkness, falling from heaven and coming back from Huntington, West Virginia, my boy David following a typical pattern. Today was his birthday, and today he got his driver's license. Right at the closing out of the evening, the man said, "I'll have to hurry to even make it." And he hurried like I'd never seen him do before. And gave him three times. He messed it up, and on the third time, he gave it to him. His birthday was today. He got his driver's license today. Typical of the man child and the Jews and David coming in and the other going out. The Chrysler went to Brother Adley. Christ going back to the Jews and David being caught up. And he sure was caught up when he got his driver's license. Getting in the driver's seat and everything working just perfect for Lucifer to go out. The veil to go out. The days of grace to be over. And as strange as it sounds, this door back here to this safe that we've got, following the prophecy, God shutteth and no man openeth. I got a feeling it's going to be hard to get into. And Brother Atlee finishing that door, going to be the closing of the days to the Gentiles, typically speaking. Everything is working right down to a hairline. And some of you people that are too brilliant to ever accept anything that's spiritual are the foolish things that God has chosen to confound you because you're so brilliant. You are going to wind up losing out with God, and the others that have been simple-minded and willing to follow will go right on into the kingdom of God. You watch and see if it happens that way. Brother Rhodes, seeing us under a tent, he could not know that the brother was going to set a tent for us, or that was his plan. He could not know that while we were there that Brother Ernie called Ohio and found out a huge six-pole tent that cost $20,000 was available. He did not know that Brother Al Gonzalez had a vision that we come back and brought a tent with us as we come back. Now, all of these things are too coincidental to be coincidence. I believe it's the divine providence of God, Brother Jerry. I believe something is taking place. And some of you that have picked me apart, and you're going to continue to pick me apart and pick apart what I'm doing because of your temper and because of the lack of your sanctification, the lack of your vision and interest, God's going to throw you back. There's going to be some of them things he's going to pick out of the net and throw back because of your carnal mind, and you're never getting over Jordan. Because that is Jordan, and you're being swallowed up in Jordan. I thank the Lord tonight. I could preach you a sermon tonight without any trouble. But I felt that I was to take this direction tonight and talk with you. So don't get scared. I'm not going to preach. You'll get to go home. Folks, you can't imagine the things that are taking place unless you're in the Spirit. There's no way. You don't know. The different ones of you don't know. My wife, that stays with me day after day, doesn't even have any idea. And she's right there with me. My children don't. You don't. But I'll tell you what. When it happens, when God unveils what he's doing, you're going to be shook slap out of the socket. That's right. Something is taking place like it's never taken place in the history of all of mankind. You don't like for Brother Pike to say that you don't know. But you don't. You don't. But you're on the verge of finding out. I'm not talking about me now. Somebody said, "I know you're talking about you." I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about what God's doing. Me don't have anything to do with it at all. I'm just another pea in the pod, that's all. But something is taking place. The song says we're nearer home than we was yesterday. Things is close at hand. Look up, for thy redemption draweth nigh. Great and mighty things is taking place. My wife doesn't like for me to tell her she don't know, but she don't know. She don't know. She's my wife. She's very precious, but she don't even have any idea. But I'll tell you one thing. What is happening, eye hath never seen it. Ear hath never heard it. Neither has it entered into the heart of man at any time. But the Lord has made it revelation to them that will learn. You can have it by revelation if you're willing to learn. I'll never forget the vision when I said, look at what's going on in heaven. And a voice said to me, said, I need a David. I said, Lord, I'll be your David. And I said to the people, the great multitudes that were standing, I said, do you see? They did not see, not one of them seen, not one of them. The great multitudes that were standing there, not one of them seen in the vision. But we're coming to the place to where we're going to see. We're going to see. I hope that you'll just believe. Thomas, blessed art thou, he that hath not seen and yet believe. Blessed is he that hath not seen but yet believe. That's the thing. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, if thou canst believe. Where people miss God is that God is manifested in his human membership, being made like unto his brethren in all things. And because of that, they know a man after the flesh and they never see Jesus. But I'm glad tonight that I don't know you after the flesh. I'm glad that I don't. If I did, I'd find a lot of fault with you. I'd spend my time bickering and backbiting and finding fault, because human beings are full of fault. But I don't find any fault in you tonight, because I know you after the order of Christ. And they that are in him, nobody can lay anything to the charge of them, because they're God's elect. It's Jesus that died and justified them. He's perfected them forever. And they're without spot, they're without wrinkle, and they're without blemish. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And every time that you accuse one of them, then that means that you are out of the Spirit. I know women would say, yes, what about me? You need to be put in your place by your husband. That's not Satan accusing the brethren. That is the authority of the head to keep you in line. There's no accusation to it. It's the word of God. It's perfectly in order. If your brother trespass against you, don't talk about him. That's Satan accusing the brethren. But if you go to the brother and you rebuke the brother, then you are not accusing the brethren. That's Bible. That's perfectly in order. You know, the devil, he frowns because he can't see no way out. Every time you say something, he jumps up and says, aha, aha, I seen a loophole. But then when you come back, then he gets all discouraged and upset because he says, there just ain't no way out. They get me every way I turn. I thank you for coming out and being with us. And I'd like to ask that tomorrow, the ones that will, I need you to help us tomorrow. Out here on the grounds, there's some things that we need to do. If it's not raining, shape things up a little bit. If some of you will come out and give us a helping hand. It's not a great deal to be done, but there's a few things. I don't know whether Brother Zale's working tomorrow or not. If he's not, I'm sure that he'll be with us tomorrow. And you that have jobs and have to go to the job, don't come out here because you're not needed that bad. Just go on to your job. But if you're not working, don't just wander around and do nothing. Now, if you're obligated to go somewhere, well, that's all right. I understand. But if you've got a spare moment, well, come over and give us a helping hand. I'm going to say one more time that as far as I know, unless something develops more than I understand now, we'll be going down to Billy Wise's place over in Alabama. I keep seeing Fort Payne. I'm not sure that it's Fort Payne. I don't know just exactly where it's at in Alabama. But Brother John Lane called in today and talked with Charlie Wayne. Did you talk with Charlie yet?
Well, he called in and talked with Charlie, and I believe he contacted Wayne the other night, and he said he'd go ahead and get the meeting set up there, and he'd be calling back in a little bit and letting us know just exactly what's going to take place. It is true that we had the tent up there where we'd seen a vision. Some of you remember how we saw a vision of the tent setting in inside, and on this very spot later, it worked out that we took a big tent and set it on the same identical spot where we saw it in the vision. And I made the statement, it's an ensign lifted up to the people. And I mentioned to Brother Taylor and some of them how that Brother Ernie came to that very spot and gave forth his prophecy, going from there to Upson County, and how that it had to do with the rapture, the rent veil, and a number of things that took place. And as Brother Zell said, the eagle feathers being put together for Brother Quick. Brother was right at the spot where he had his trailer parked, where the eagle feathers was put together. Coincidental or not, Brother Harry is setting his tent up in Cummings, Georgia, Brother Zell. And it's a little army tent that Brother Elrod had, that him and Gerald worked together in. And it was at Barnesville, Georgia, that I set a little army tent right there in Barnesville, Georgia. That's where Oral Roberts did come through. It is true. He come through right there. We spoke of it, Christ born in a barn, and some things that took place right there. Maybe you wouldn't understand that, but that goes back to the revival that broke out between Thomaston and Barnesville, Georgia. It swept across the country. We're fixing to have a repercussion of it now. Amen. People still talk about the revival. It was so great. I believe God's doing something. Brother Red McKenzie said that God showed him the spirit of Brother Branham was here. Brother Wilson come through from Mississippi. Said God showed him the spirit of Brother Branham was here. And Brother that's fasted so long out here said God showed him the spirit of Brother Brown was here. Brother Delmer Baldwin, after about 70 days of fasting, closed out long enough in the Dakotas to come down here, said God showed him that this would be for shelter in the time of storm, and that the wisdom of Solomon would come forth here. Brother J.T. Parnell said that God showed him that here in this building was something like the Ark of the Covenant that had never been revealed. That was to go to the people. The little brother that come here that prophesied that you've got it on tape and numbers of others, on and on and on. It's been a continuation. So the Lord testifying of something. A brother told me recently that God spoke to him and said that it would, what God was going to do would happen in Monroe, Georgia at this tabernacle. He didn't say anything about me having to do with me in that particular thing. He said the tabernacle. So I feel like God is doing something. I really do, in my heart. I feel like the Lord is doing something. And I know that you are the tabernacle of God. I know that it's true. You're the tabernacle. He walks in you. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. He tabernacles in you. Make the world come and kneel at your feet and know that He's loved you. He called ye gods. He called ye gods. Couldn't be anything greater because you're the members of His body. I trust tonight that you are exactly that. As the brother said, there'd be much jealousy. And whatever was done, people will be jealous of you. No matter what, they will. And they'll say that you're overdoing it. But I think really that you're underdoing it. Because we're making a fuss over Jesus the Christ. I know the Bible said if a prophet prophesies something, it come to pass to fear that prophet. I know that God regards the prophets. He said to fear the prophet, have a fear of him. Didn't say of God, it said of the prophet. Because God's in that prophet. But the thing is, I'm speaking not of the prophet, I'm speaking of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is a true fact that we have prophesied things. Brother Roberts, I guess that's 13 years ahead that we prophesied. Would that be about right? 12 to 13 years before it ever happened, we said it would happen. It took 12 to 13 years, it came to pass. We said what it would happen over. That's just one of the few things that God has made us to know. I'm just thankful that we had an opportunity to say it. We said that there would be a rising up of Castro too. And somebody told me since I come back, Brother Gary, some, I believe it was Gary. He come into Washington, was it Gary? Huh? Bill, Brother Bill. Come into Washington, was it Bill? He come into Washington. And him and Kissinger got together. So, things is really happening. A lot of things I'd like to say to you, but we've not taken all that long because I didn't preach. We had plenty of time to talk these things, and it's not late at all. So no need to act weary because you haven't been here that long. Let's everybody stand together. Some people get weary from the time they think they got to go to church. They don't have to go to church, but they're so unspiritual and so unconcerned about heavenly things that the only reason they go to church is because they're afraid they'll go to hell. And they don't want to do that. But they're uncomfortable from the time they think they're supposed to go to church. So you can imagine how they feel after they get here. But I'm at home here. When I come in the house of God, Jerry, wherever I'm at, I'm at home. That's home to me. So I'm not uncomfortable. But like David of old, when you got the Spirit of God on the inside of you, you can say, I was glad. When they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad. Something leaped up on the inside. Very few of you have that experience. If you'll confess the truth and lie not against the truth, and tell the truth, you don't have any happiness. You have more happiness with your relatives and your friends. And when you're eating and drinking and riding, going here and there and planning and doing something, you have more joy and more happiness than you do when you come to the house of God. You know that's the truth. I don't say that to hurt you, but I do say this, you need to be born again. Where a man's treasures is, that's where his heart is. If your treasure was in heaven, you'd be happy in the house of God. You'd be happy in the Spirit. But see, you just never have crossed over Jordan. It's a good time. Good thing to be a Christian, isn't it? We sang the song, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Lots of things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue, but I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything that I know. Is that right? You love the Lord? We'll sing this little chorus here, and then we'll close out tonight. And we'll give all the glory to Jesus. We'll sing about His love. We'll sing about His love. And we'll give all the glory to Jesus. And we'll sing of His wonderful love. How many of you know that Jesus deserves the glory? He died at Calvary. His head was bruised. His hands were torn. His feet were torn. The spear went in His side. And He suffered that we might have salvation. He died. He went through the chambers of despair that we might live. So let's sing it again. And we'll give all the glory to Jesus.